And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Welcome to the program Keys to the Kingdom, brought to you by St. Peter's Anglican Church, Winchester. Here is your key for today.
John, when he's sharing the good news about Christ, wrote that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What drives our faith and our relationship with the Creator is the word love. When we love him, he loves us back. He first loved us right from the beginning. That shows that there is nothing, like Paul wrote, that can ever separate us from the love of God. We read from Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 to verse 40. Matthew 22, verse 34 to verse 40. And it says, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in the religious law, tried to trap him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?' Jesus replied, 'You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first commandment and the greatest commandment. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments.'" The word of the law. Chapter 22 of the Gospel according to St. Matthew gives us different controversies that existed between Jesus and the teachers of the law. Actually, if you read verse 1 all the way to verse 33, you'll come across these. You'll see him, how he interacts with those who are in authority, how he spoke back to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees who had different questions. And their intention actually wasn't to understand what God was teaching, but to trap him. What can we use against him, this man who claims to know the Lord and who is in charge? In verse 34, we are told, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, they met together to question him." Now, the Sadducees had tried to interrupt Jesus with tricky questions about the resurrection. So, Jesus speaks back to them in verse 23 to verse 33. And now the Pharisees are saying, okay, you don't get it. Now you need to understand where these Pharisees are coming from. Now, if you are to best describe the Pharisees, think about the Puritans, men and women who are following the law to the dot. Actually, we are told the law at that time was divided into two parts. There was the written law, and there was also the oral law from Moses. And these Pharisees kept it to the dot. They desired that you follow the law strictly. And they ended up actually losing their mark when it comes to knowing Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because for them, their focus was so much onto this law that has been given by Moses and how it is supposed to work. So we are told they had to regather. They're saying, oh, you Sadducees, you're not able to question this man, Jesus. You're not able to put him in his place. For us, we are smart. For us, we know it all. And we can bring Jesus down. We can question him. So one among them who is good at religious law tried to trap him with this question, teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Now understand that they even forget that the law was from God. Moses did not just come up with the laws. Moses received the laws from God, the Creator. But you see, they are attributing the law to Moses. They're saying, oh, which of these from Moses is the greatest? Now, the one they're asking actually is the one who is here to fulfill the law. So they are tricking him. And you see, they had observed close to 613 laws. So they expect Jesus to miss the mark. They expect him to fall out when he says something otherwise. But verse 37 says, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Now, that is the most important commandment according to what Jesus is interpreting. Now, you needed to have gone back in Deuteronomy to see that this is a key law. This is something that the believers had to observe to the dot. Actually, we are told that they tied it around their hands. They observed it, they kept it as part of their lives. So, he's telling them this is the most important law. And even in Moses' times, actually, this law was very important. They had this particular box that they would put on their forehead. And you see, it had to bear this law. It had to have this law in it. He's saying to them, you have not missed it. You can find that in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. You have not missed this mark. You need to observe the Lord. You need to love him because it calls for that kind of reverence to the Lord. So probably Jesus seems to have already answered them and they have no way out. But I want you to understand the perspective or the angle Jesus is giving this answer. Verse 37 says, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. The idea here is the 613 laws that had been set up find their bearing in the love of God, the creator of heaven and the earth, the one actually who gave the law. Says when you are in a good relationship, when you are in that place of understanding who God is, you will be able to observe the rest. Because if you love the Lord, then you will not sin against him. You will not go against his word. You will observe it diligently. So he tells them, love the Lord your God. And it is not just, you know, loving him and that's all. He says, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. In other words, your total life should be geared towards loving God, the creator of heaven and earth. Verse 38 says, this is the first and the greatest commandment. Why is it the first and the greatest? Because it sums up the 613 that these laws, these brothers and sisters were following. He goes on to point out that it is not only focusing on your question, the greatest, the most important. He says the second is equally important, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, for me, I would say this was a trap that Jesus had laid for the Pharisees. He's telling them, you need to love the Lord, but also you need to love your neighbors as yourself, because their intentions were not right. Their intentions were to trap Jesus. Now he is throwing it back to them by telling them, learn to love one another. When you learn to love one another, you will be able to fulfill this other commandment, because we were also created in the image of God. Now, let me bring it home, friends. Many of us desire to follow traditions to the dot, but we forget the source of these traditions. Many of us desire to follow our religious rituals and forget to love the God who is the giver of what we believe, the author and finisher of our faith. Your relationship with God the Creator will influence your relationship with the rest of the people and the rest of the creation. Once you learn how to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, you will have aligned yourself in God's law. It says, all these commandments find their bearing in this first and greatest, and the second, which is equally important. Let that be your guide in this world. Do I love the Lord? You see, you cannot tell us about your faith, or you cannot tell us how you love other people if you don't love God. We can tell your love for God by looking at the way you treat your neighbor. I pray that these two great commandments will draw us closer to our Father, that we will be able to live in a good relationship with Him, knowing that we bear His image that is surrounded by love. Friends, the Lord bless you. The Lord watch over you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Blessing of God Almighty, Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, a blessing be upon you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I remain your servant, Reverend Amos Chimila. God bless you.